proclamation number 4590 dated the March 17th, 1949. Doctrine of reincarnation. Misguided teaching. Celestial bodies. Do not be misled by supposed contradictions. Rather, see the reason in the fact that your ability of comprehension does not always suffice in order to understand something properly, and that there need not be a contradiction, but you only suppose it to be. It should be sufficient for you to know that I will never teach you wrongly and that I will always give you the information such that it will benefit your soul.
The doctrine of karma does not encourage you to increase your spiritual endeavor.
It is far more likely to encourage you to conduct your life half-heartedly in the spiritual sense. For this reason alone it is of little benefit for the soul, and it does not meet my full approval that you humans count on a return to earth and as a result become negligent in your effort. Although I support the soul's higher development in every way, and wherever I recognize a reliable opportunity to advance your soul's maturity I am willing to give my consent, but it always has to be on the basis of my lawful eternal order and never for the sake of a deliberately created opportunity. Hence it must be understandable to you that I will not inform you of a repeated process of development on this earth, which presupposes your total failure during your earthly life, but that I would like to protect you from this failure, and therefore caution, warn and instruct you in order to prevent a failure. It would be a wrong instruction if I were to offer you the prospect of another path to reach your goal while the right path is still ahead of you. Thus you should, and could, walk this path with correct use of your will. I only inform you of the infinite number of previous embodiments because I want you to become aware of your great responsibility for the short path of earthly life. This knowledge is only intended to increase your effort, but you should not draw the wrong conclusion and neglect your endeavor in the hope of repeating your incarnation on this earth if you do not reach your goal. My spirit will definitely enlighten you. And if you ask me faithfully, I will let you know through my servants to what extent your thoughts are correct. If you knew of the endless many opportunities to achieve maturity on the innumerable celestial bodies in the universe, you would never come to the conclusion that a soul will be returned again to Earth. However, the immature soul has to go through many more embodiments indeed where it is able to prove itself and thereby make further progress. Thus the doctrine of reincarnation is in fact based on truth, but it does not mean that the soul will be born again in the flesh on this earth. It merely indicates the many opportunities of higher development on other creations, where the soul, either in physical or in spiritual form, is again presented with a task, the fulfillment of which will assure its ascent. It is an exception if a soul returns to this earth again to fulfill a spiritual mission. It cannot be generalized. Souls having passed away in a state of immaturity will also deem themselves living on earth. The areas they occupy make them believe that they are transported to extremely dreary, barren stretches of land, but they are actually on another planet which is suited to their soul's maturity and which is inhabited by the most primitive creations, resulting in a meager, depressive stay for the souls. This is an opportunity for purification of very materialistic-minded people, who have to overcome their desire in order to be placed on another work of creation for the purpose of further ascent, depending on their will. You still love this earth too much and therefore associate the word reincarnation single quote only with this earth as the dwelling place for a reincarnated soul. But you should consider my love's incredibly extensive work of creation, which only came about for the countless spiritual beings who have to take the path to perfection, and who will take this path in some form or other, in physical creations, as long as the soul is not yet spiritualized and receptive for light, and in spiritual creations, where the spiritual soul can constantly ascend to, where it purifies itself ever more and makes itself receptive for the emanation of myself. Imagine eternity. Behold the starry sky whose countless stars are the creations of my will of love, destined to accept souls in need of development, and you will realize that this earth is not the only carrier of beings who are supposed to ascend and that it is truly not necessary to return the failed souls to earth again, although it is the only place for achieving the childship to God. But it cannot be deliberately and repeatedly chosen as a place to mature. And thus the doctrine of frequent reincarnation on this earth will have to be declared as a misguided teaching, which needs to be opposed as being harmful for souls, because it weakens people's will and endangers the being's sincere change in view of the expectation to be able to make up for any neglect in a repeated life until ultimate perfection. Amen.